The mob got dangerously close. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. A stunning revelation during the third public hearing about the deadly Capitol riot. House committee members presented evidence yesterday during the broadcast that rioters got within 40 feet of then Vice President Pence. An informant also revealed the Proud Boys were willing to kill Pence because he refused to buckle to President Trump's pressure to overturn the election.
Advisors to Mike Pence worry that the scheme to intervene on January 6th by lawyer John Eastman could have dire consequences. Former federal judge Michael Luttig warned Pence that an effort to tilt the scale toward Mr. Trump would plunge the country into what he termed a revolution. Another warned that states weren't on board. Eastman argued that Pence had parliamentary muscle in the joint session, even though previous vice presidents rejected such tactics. But Pence's counsel testified that Eastman apparently wanted two sets of rules, and a special one for Trump.
Fox's Chad Pergram. Members of the World Trade Organization wrapped up 5 days of grueling negotiations early this morning. The 164 nation members agreed to a series of trade deals that, among other things, try to limit overfishing and increase health and food security. Critics were unhappy the WTO failed to waive intellectual property protections for COVID vaccines so that more could be produced for developing countries. A gunman opened fire at a church in Alabama last night, killing two people and injuring a third. Police arrested the suspect but have not released a name or a reason for the attack at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Vestavia Hills, south of Birmingham. And the Golden State Warriors do it again.
And that'll do it. It's over. The Golden State Warriors return to a familiar place. They're on top of the NBA world.
Bad call on ESPN last night as the Warriors grab the NBA championship. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Fox News poll shows how Americans feel about issues surrounding the highest court in the land.
60% of those who responded say the Supreme Court should leave Roe versus Wade alone. At the same time, 51% say abortion should be legal. A month ago, 54% felt abortion should be illegal. As for how people feel about the court itself, its approval rating is at 39%, a sharp decline from 54% 2 years ago. And 34% see its decisions as too conservative. 55% do say people demonstrating outside a justice's home is inappropriate. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A Russian-owned superyacht seized by the U.S. arrives in Honolulu Harbor, flying an American flag. The U.S. won the legal battle in Fiji last week to take the $325 million vessel, which the FBI says has been linked to Russian oligarch Suleiman Karimov. Well, your kids may be yelling to infinity and beyond as the latest Buzz Lightyear movie opens today in theaters.
Disney calls its new film Lightyear the definitive origin story of Buzz Lightyear, the space ranger who became popular in 1995's Toy Story movie and its sequels. Chris Evans stars in Lightyear as Buzz, with Uzo Aduba starring as his fellow space ranger Alicia Hawthorne.
Buzz Lightyear mission log. After a full year of being marooned on this planet, our first
first test flight is a go.
The film is not without controversy. It's been banned or restricted in parts of Southeast Asia and the Middle East over a scene where Aduba's character kisses her wife. Lightyear is now in theaters. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.